The few fans at this game know what it's taken to get here. These Afghan refugees barely fill one section of the stadium, but cheer to support their national women's team all the same. This is the first time the women's team have played since being evacuated from Kabul last month. They're up against Qatar, the nation hosting them.
We have always reiterated in the state of Qatar that the legacy of the World Cup is for the entire region, not just for Qatar. And there's no better way to showcase that than to have our Afghan brothers and sisters who are temporarily staying in Doha to be part of all of this, of the celebration of the World Cup and the celebration of football.
FIFA was behind the operation to evacuate nearly 100 footballers after the Taliban took control of Afghanistan in August. The future for women in sports there is still very uncertain.
Women were not allowed to take part in sports during the Taliban's first reign that ended in 2001. But now the Afghanistan women's national team get to compete on one of the biggest stages in the world and one that will host the World Cup this time next year.
The Khalifa International Stadium sits in the heart of Doha, close to where thousands of Afghan refugees are staying. Many came without their families, but have found close relationships on the field. We've been asked to hide the players' identities for their safety.
We are alone. Family is not with us. But I, Shabana, Morsal, Niloufar, we are sisters. And we are really happy to together, and we really feel proud.
The team expects to stay together and try to find asylum in another country. They've been invited to play other teams around the world as they look to find a new home base. While Qatar went on to win this match, the team coordinator said the experience was invaluable.
I feel proud. Yeah, being an Afghan, being using the national flag of Afghanistan is really proud for me. And it's a really good day that one day I was able to bring the girls out and the girls are using the national flag of Afghanistan.
If you have a dream, it never come get easy for you. You have to fight for it. And football is my love, you know. It is something in my heart.
While the away team can't go home, they're hopeful their futures will be brighter, both on and off the field. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera, Doha.